Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 29th of December, 2010. And I hope you all had an absolutely smashing, marvellous, wonderful Christmas or lovely rest if you were not working, as I was not either. I took a nice little break, which was super. And in fact, so much so that I decided to go away on holiday for a few days and to join me now from my holiday. So it's just a short mini break. I'm away for 4 days. And I am on the Isle of Wight, which is down south, as they say. So it's a little island just outside of the mainland of England, for those of you who are not UK based and have no idea what an Isle of Wight is. And it's raining and gloomy outside, and I was planning on not doing any work for the stretch of time that I was going to be here, and then I remembered that Wednesday is podcast day and that I hadn't done the podcast. So I had a little think yesterday, trying to decide what I would include in today's show, and I decided that since I'm on holiday, I'm going to make life as easy for myself as I possibly can, and I'm going to share with you today some stuff to get you set for your New Year's resolutions. Now, before I tell you more about that, I must just say, whilst I remember, that this Thursday, which is Thursday the 30th of December, our People Building Members Club webinar is going to be with motivational speaker Tosin Oganusi. And I have the pleasure of knowing Tosin really very well. He's a good friend of mine. Because we were training, he worked for the training company that I did my NLP practitioner and master practitioner and trainers training with. And we were on the same trainers training course. So he became an NLP trainer at the same time as I did. And I know from first-hand experience that Tosin is an amazing motivational speaker, to the extent that he gets people to walk across fire. He is an expert in firewalking. He is, if you ever need a firewalking presentation and you're doing a firewalking event, Tosin is definitely the guy to get everyone psyched up and in the right state of mind for walking across hot coals. And for that reason, I've invited him to the Members Club webinar on Thursday night in order to get you set for 2011, to get your New Year's resolutions absolutely rock solid, concrete, stuck to throughout the course of the year. And if anyone can do it, if anyone can get you psyched up and in the right state of mind, Tosin is absolutely the man to do it. So I'm really excited about having him along to the webinar on Thursday evening at 7:30. If you are not signed up to the Members Club and you'd like to come along, you'd like to join us for the webinar, this is how you do it. Very shortly, in probably about 15 minutes or so, there will be a commercial break. And in that commercial break, I will be telling you about the People Building Members Club. If you are not yet a member of the Members Club and you want to try it out, you'd like to come along on Thursday and find out what's involved, then simply, if you're listening on an iPhone or on a iPad or on a, what's the other one I'm looking for? Something else beginning with iPhone. iPod, that's the one. If you're listening on an iPod or an iPhone, then as you are listening to that advert, you'll be able to touch the screen to click a link, and that link will take you to the page where you can sign up for the People Building Members Club. As a result of doing so, you'll also get 6 free CDs, which you might not have already got your hands on, which are fully explained in the advert, so I won't go into detail about those now. But if you have an iPod or an iPhone, as you're listening, you can touch the screen. Even if you touch the screen now, it will take you to a page on the People Building website. But if you and click it during that advert, then you'll be able to go to the page to sign up for the membership club. Try it out for 30 days. If you don't like it, you don't have to stick around. But if you do, then you can come along on Thursday and listen to Tosin speaking all about New Year's resolutions. But I'm going to dip into that a little bit today. And the way that I'm going to do that, as I said, I want to make life easy on myself because technically speaking, I am on holiday and I'm not supposed to be working right now. So what I'm going to do is to share with you the key points from an article that I shared in the newsletter. So some of you may have read this article in the newsletter already today. And if you have, then that's great because I'm going to go into some further detail in terms of what I've said throughout that article. And for those of you who haven't read the article, then that's great too because you're going to find out what's included in that article. And then if you want some backup support after the podcast today, then you know where you can go and find the hard copy, the written copy of what I'm saying here today. And basically, all of the people building articles can be found on the articles page of the website, peoplebuilding.co.uk. Or if you simply go to the homepage, then you'll see that for the next couple of weeks, that at the bottom of the page, on the homepage, there's a direct link to the article there. So the article is called New Year, New Rules. And the title in itself is quite poignant to me because this is based on a sort of real life, true experience that I recently had where I was speaking to my business coach. And during that session, I was talking about taking on a salesperson and what commission I might pay to that salesperson. And I was asking the business coach, is there some kind of basic commission rate that you would have to pay to a salesperson? And he said, it's up to you. You make the rules. And I just thought that that was quite a key thing that he said, you know, that you make the rules. And so I started thinking about how I might be able to apply this to other areas of my life, especially now that we're coming into a new year, how throughout 2011, I might be able to make some new rules. And so I wrote this article because I thought, actually, this is a useful thing for me to share with you. If I'm able to make some new rules for myself throughout 2011, then perhaps you could do the same. So later on, I was thinking about a challenge that I'd had with someone who I'd paid and they hadn't given me an invoice. And I needed the invoice to give to my accountant for my VAT. And I made a decision that next time this person does some work for me, I will pay them when I get the invoice and not before I get the invoice, just in order to give them some motivation and some leverage to get that invoice done for me in the future. So I made this new rule, and as a result, I'm now getting some new results from them. And I think this is going to obviously serve me well in that relationship in the future because it means that I don't have to keep nagging them for months and months after the work has been done just to get a flipping invoice from them. So I started to think about some other areas of my own life where I could make up some new rules. And some of these rules apply to holidays, as you can tell, sleep and how much wine I drink. And the rules that I'm making are framed in a very important way. And I'm going to tell you more about that after this quick break, in which you'll hear me talking about the membership club. If you want to come along on Thursday to the webinar, all you need to do is touch the screen of your iPad or your iPhone to get more details about signing up. Speak to you in a bit. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. please. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okay, so back to the rulemaking, and this is what is important about setting yourself these rules. Basically, the rule of the rules is to make them not scary, and not rules that you're going to dislike putting in place. Ultimately, the key thing is that these are rules that you can enjoy enforcing. Now, of course, there may be some rules that are less easy to enforce than others. For example, if I've decided, as I have in the past, that I'm going to go to the gym X amount of times per week, then I know that that's a rule that I'm going to have challenges with, because that's a rule that I've definitely had challenges with in the past. However, if I phrase that rule slightly differently, then all of a sudden it becomes a lot more attractive, a lot more appealing, and certainly much more realistic of my own expectations and my own ability. So, for example, instead of saying I will go to the gym 3 times a week, instead of that, my rule is you are going to enjoy taking care of yourself and having a physically fit body. Now, for some reason, that rule seems much more appealing to me. And I think the reason is because I don't feel like I'm tying myself into a contract where I have to go 3 times a week and beat myself up if I don't. It's also, it's not saying that I have to be at the gym in order to get myself fit and healthy. It's just saying that I'm going to take care of myself and have a physically fit body. And in my mind, when I make a mental image of having to go to the gym 3 times a week, I get this image in my head of me on a treadmill, sweating buckets, looking reasonably unattractive and unfit and not having a nice time. Whereas the mental image I make when I say to myself that I'm going to take care of myself and have a physically fit body is a much more serene looking image. It's me looking fit, looking like I'm enjoying myself, moving my body in a way that really appeals to me. So simply by rephrasing the rule, I've given it much more appeal. And it means that in that imagination that I have, that imagery that I'm doing in my mind, I don't see myself as kind of hitting the gym hard in the same way that I might have done in the past, but I get a different sense with it, and the sense is that it's going to be much more consistent and much more enjoyable to me. Does that make it sound as if I'm going to stick to it a lot more easily than I had my previous rule? Yes, it does. In short, is the answer. So another new rule that I have, for example, is that I'm going to be really structured about how and when I see my clients to enable me to have more free time or, you know, time to work on other things. And so in enforcing that rule, I've taken an important step, and that is that I've got my diary and I've written in appointment times. Now, bizarrely, and you might think, wow, it's crazy she hasn't thought of this before, but in the past, what used to happen was I would say to my clients, when do you want to come to the next appointment? And they would tell me, and I would write that time in my diary. Now, the new rule is that I tell them when I'm free to see them. So I say, Okay, let me tell you what times I have available for next week. And I'm now seeing clients on a Monday and a Tuesday and a Thursday evening. And there are times written in my diary, and I write their name next to the time. So, there's still some flexibility there, but the timings are very structured. They're structured in a way that I get a lunch break, which is an all new thing. And they're structured in such a way that they can't come on a Wednesday, they can't come on a Thursday during the day, and they can't come on a Friday either. So by putting this new rule in place, I'm actually going to make life a little bit easier, a bit healthier, certainly a little bit better for myself. Here are some rules that you might like to try, that I've already reframed for you so that they're set up in the best possible way, and as well as giving you an idea of how you potentially may have set those rules up for yourself in the past. So, for example, if you ever had a rule about your health in the past that you did not stick to, it may just be a case of reframing, so restating that rule in a way to make it more appealing to your unconscious mind. As an example, in the past you might have had a rule that said something like, I will stop eating junk food and stick to a healthy diet. Now I just want you to notice what mental imagery you create, what picture springs to mind when I say that to you, I will stop eating junk food and stick to a healthy diet. And it might be a positive one. But even for me, and I generally eat very healthily, I have a very balanced and varied diet. But even for me, when I have that rule, which is as rigid as that, stop eating junk food and stick to a healthy diet, the image I get is me sitting at the kitchen table with a stick of celery, looking really unimpressed. So a better rule could be, I'm going to get my body to the healthiest possible state by having a balanced, varied diet. Doesn't that sound so much better? It doesn't sound as painful. It doesn't sound as if you're missing out. And this is an important thing with diets, guys. I'm just going to say this quickly, is one of the challenges with diets is that firstly, it presupposes that you're going to be missing out on certain things. Now, if you've ever had the experience in the past of being told that you can't have something, doesn't it make you want it even more? So there's challenge number one. Challenge number two with dieting is that you are stopping an old way of eating in favor of going for a new way of eating. And then once you've lost the weight, probably stopping that way of eating and trying then to go through the transition of kind of having a normal balanced diet. So you go through at least two transitions. You go from where you are now into diet mode, and then from diet mode back into normal mode once you've lost the weight. How about you just have a healthy life instead? That's only one transition. You only have to do that once. You only have to change once. So if you can say to yourself that you're going to have a varied and balanced diet, getting your body into the healthiest possible state, then you've only got one thing that you need to change and one thing that you need to stick to, and you do that for the rest of your life. Now, when I say it's the rest of your life, you don't have to freak out about that because remember, it's a balanced and varied diet, which means that you can have takeaway, you can have chocolate, you can have those foods that you enjoy for all the wrong reasons. You just need to do it in a balanced way. Okay, rule number two. If you've ever had a rule about relationships that gave you trouble in the past, you may simply need to adjust it to make it more realistic and achievable. So you may have had a rule in the past, such as, I'm going to do my best to keep my partner happy. Haven't we all said that at some stage before? I just want to make you happy. And it's not a realistic rule. It may be better stated as something like this. I'm going to find ways to do the things that help my partner to be happy and do the things I enjoy in my own life also. Because one of the challenges we have in relationships is that you go from being a separate entity into this kind of, team spirit, into this pairing where suddenly someone else becomes important. And for a while, that's great. And then a period of time into that, you suddenly realize that, you get that sense that you're maybe losing your uniqueness, your individuality, because you're now part of a twosome instead of just being that one quirky onesome that you were before. So if you can get that balance of doing the things that help your partner to be happy, as well as still enjoying your own individual unique activities that you like to do, then you should start to see more of a perfect balance there. And in addition, the phrasing that's adjusted there is saying that you help your partner to be happy, because in order to make someone else happy and to keep that partner happy, it's actually a cause and effect violation, because you can't really create happiness in another person. That's for them to give themselves permission to do for themselves. However, you can create an environment which may induce that happiness. So, there's only certain things that you can do to help someone else be happy, but ultimately, it's their own decision. So, rule number three, if you ever had a rule about your finances that didn't work out too well, it may be the case you just need to restate it into a more ecological phrase. For example, if you had a rule such as, I'm going to save money every month. Again, we've all had that rule from time to time. Perhaps it didn't work out because it wasn't realistic and didn't fit in with other aspects of your life. So instead, you could say something like, I'm going to save enough money each month to help me achieve my goals whilst keeping enough by to continue enjoying my life. Therefore, you're not, cutting yourself short by having this save, save, save mentality, which inevitably gets sabotaged because you feel like you're going without. Whereas if you can be more realistic about the amount that you save, and perhaps save a little less, but still have enough to feel as if you can enjoy your life and, have a life, then it's much more realistic for you to remain motivated to save that money. Perhaps you've had a rule in the past about doing some self-development and you never saw it through. So, let's think now about the ways in which you may be able to adjust that. If you had a rule such as, I'm going to learn a new skill that I've always wanted to develop, perhaps what you need to say instead is, I'm going to do whatever it is that you want to do, and I'm going to do it by this date, and every day I'm going to do something to move me closer to this. And that is the key part, is the taking action. Set definite dates and times by which you are going to take the action to do these things that you're promising yourself that you've always wanted to do. Maybe it's going on an NLP course, maybe it's doing some hypnotherapy training, or something else that you've always wanted to do. Set yourself a date by which you're going to do it. Now, I haven't had a chance to cover all of the rules that are included in the article, so if you'd like to see the rest of them and the summary of what was written there, then visit the website www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and you'll see the article there, which is called New Year, New Rules. Go and read it.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Okay, we have now reached that point in the show where you will be unable to listen if you're currently driving or operating any machinery or at any other time that you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it is time for you to comfortably relax. And I am in the perfect state of mind to do this session with you today, simply because as part of my 4-day break away, my little mini holiday, I've had a lovely massage today, so I'm very, very chilled out. So just as soon as you're ready, you can relax back and close your eyes. That was the sound of the light going off. And begin to relax your breathing by breathing deeply in and fully exhaling. and in again. And breathing out. And I want you to create in your mind now an image, a vision. Something in your mind which symbolizes to you right now. Something that represents the word peace. And see that peaceful, tranquil, harmonious scene or image in your mind right now, as you begin to relax more and more deeply, more and more completely, all the way down into a gentle, restful slumber. And I want you now to double that level of relaxation and intensify that image or idea or thought of peace. Double that relaxation right now. And relax even more deeply than before. And once again, doubling that relaxation all the way down now. Very deeply relaxed. And as you're relaxing there, your mind can become open to useful and important adjustments. Because you know what you want to achieve. So now, you are building your motivation, your willingness, your ability to see through and do the things that you really do want to do in your life. You know that you have the skills and abilities to do in life whatever you want to do in your life. You have all of the skills and abilities, and your determination is increasing. Simply by focusing your mind, in the right way, the positive and appealing ways in which you can think of doing the things that you want to do. And you can make even the greatest challenges softer, easier. You can see the rewards. You can see any big challenges as important, fun, and rewarding challenges that are just waiting for you to overcome them. Just waiting to be picked up like something shimmering in the sun. Something shiny that caught your eye, glistening in the sunlight, waiting to be noticed, waiting to be picked up and seen in a whole new light. And you can do that with any ideas, any goals or resolutions can be picked up and observed as shiny, shimmering, attractive and appealing things for you to enjoy. And you'll find that very soon, if not already, you're able to think in very simple and succinct ways about those resolutions that you have. And now I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. When I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So starting at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with eyes open, bright and breezy and wide awake. Where does the time go? You know, ever since I've reduced the length of these podcasts, I feel like I don't get to squeeze everything in that I wanted to say. But never mind, because the good news is that the next show is only 2 weeks away, and that will be on Wednesday the 12th of January, so we'll be well into January 2011 by the next time I speak to you. Have a very happy new year, and thank you for listening. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included, a monthly video podcast and an audio podcast full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.